Okay. You want me to say this now?
This is newsish.
Newsish.
Woo.
Can I practice just one
time? The podcast all about
what's making news.
What's making news.
And how the news gets made.
With Sebastian Robertson.
When we stop having funsies, that's when it's time to get out.
And Chance Horner.
Funsies. I had funsies.
This
is
newsish.
I can't even read.
I'm done.
I would say maybe once a week I shoot stuff that it's like, this is a cool thing that happened and I have nothing to do with it. Like, it doesn't fit in the story. Like, you'll be out on a story.
You're saying you shoot something that's good once a week.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
I think you're overestimating yourself.
Good night, everybody. I think I talked about this on the show, but there's a development in the thing nobody remembers me talking about. Do you remember when I told you that I was out shooting a story on this couple and then they found a snake in their backyard? And
I remember being terrified by this, yes.
And I was terrified as well.
Why are we talking about snakes again?
Well, I'm telling you, if you just wait for the end of the story. I said there's a development, remember? So I took the video, and the guy told me, he goes, it's a copperhead. So I look online, and Jeff, how you doing, sir? Have a seat. Jeff Anastasio is going to join us in a couple blocks, because we're not doing this in real time, so you just chill. In a little bit, he's going to have the news with us for a segment called What's Trending? And I want to hear his thoughts on this. So the snake video, we put it online, thought it was a copperhead, poisonous snake. What if it kills the dog? Blah, 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 blah. We put it online, and it went insane. People just went crazy, and they start fighting with each other on the threads. And apparently it wasn't a poisonous snake.
Well, and somebody tweeted us that copperheads don't hiss. You remember seeing
that? Yeah, but that was, he's just, I was hissing for dramatic effect, because that's... like a that's just the sound. That's neither here nor there. So my point is, I amended the post. I said, thank you for kindly and not so kindly pointing out this isn't a copperhead. Like, yes, it was a rat snake or a snake that eats rats, blah, blah, blah. They're good, pest control. Blah, blah, blah. But then other people were commenting and saying, I don't care if it's not poisonous. Are you really going to use your Google image identification to leave what could be a poisonous snake in your yard?
Right. That's what I say, because they have those two different kinds of snakes, you know, like the coral snakes that are colors, and it's like, you got to remember that.
Yeah, if red touches blue, right. You're like, okay.
Like, I don't have to memorize that little song, because I don't care. If I see the snake, I am out. Like, I don't care if it's poisonous or not. Why even take that risk?
This raised an interesting conversation, because people were saying, well, why are you posting this video of a guy getting rid of a snake? That's not newsworthy. Well, there's so many homeowners here. Snakes are prevalent here. I think it's news just in the fact that we showed a person experiencing something scary. They didn't know what it was. They took care of the snake. I think that's interesting.
Is that news?
Well, it didn't air on the news.
Might
to
be
your
the second
point.
Argument we've had this week about what constitutes
I
a
know.
News story.
I can't, Chance.
I'm
just
with
can't
the commenter.
Right now. I have
a higher threshold and probably should exist for what is news. Under my definition, I probably wouldn't. We wouldn't do anything
with the snake video.
We're in general.
We just wouldn't air anything because it's not up to Chance's standards. God,
and then
can
we
imagine
just,
working
and then we just
for
eat
you?
Pizza. It would be great.
It'd just be you sitting behind a giant desk, just like whittling something. It's not newsworthy.
Yeah.
We've been in black for 30 days.
Well, bring me some news and we'll put it on.
Newsish podcast still going strong.
We still do weather.
Chance Horner. I'm Sebastian Robertson. On today's show, Bradley Blackburn is back with us again because he covered a story that went nuts all over the place.
Yeah, it's been a big story everywhere.
About a proposed, this is what they're dubbing it, you know, because we have to name everything like Watergate.
For those of you at home, he's using finger quotes.
This is the bathroom bill. And the bathroom bill is bills that are being drafted in various municipalities about what bathroom do transgender people use? Do they use the men's restroom or the women's restroom? And as you can imagine, as those words are coming out of my mouth, it is an inherently controversial issue. Because what do? Check at the door?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. How do you even enforce this? Like, who is going to stand and what are they going to do to check?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's bring in Bradley Blackburn, get a little more insight into the Rockwall bathroom bill that may, I just say now, did not go anywhere. It was killed in council.
Just like that snake. Do you like that me and Bradley have matching headphones?
Right up on the mic. All right, there we go. I don't think we give enough attention to this room itself that we're in. We mention it here and now, now and then, here and then, that it's the secret room.
Well, if you kept talking about it, it wouldn't be a secret anymore.
Well, we're not going to disclose the location of it. It's like the president's bunker.
Obviously,
God
okay.
forbid there's another attack on the homeland.
But we're on the second floor.
What, Bradley? What did we say about not talking about the location?
If this was
Sorry.
This is why you don't have code word clearance.
To continue with my president analogy, this is when Bradley would just get hit by a blow dart in the side of the neck and he'd go down just... So, attack on the homeland. The president has two choices. You either go deep underground to a bunker in an undisclosed location or you go to Air Force One, right? Bush famously went up in Air Force One.
Yeah.
Didn't go to the bunker, which I cannot confirm or deny exists. This is our bunker, essentially. What we're in is what used to be...
be so much better if we had a podcast plane, though.
So who's Dick Cheney?
I think we all know who Dick Cheney is. So this is a gigantic TV station in sheer square footage. It's a building. It's been here forever. We were on air when Kennedy was assassinated. So there's a lot of stuff.
Not the three of us.
At one point was used and now is no longer being used. This is one of these random rooms. It's a full TV station that serves as like a time capsule from
the... It's like an old control room that I'm guessing was used in maybe the 80s. The little switchers are still on.
Bradley spotted that EMAC in the corner.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, when have you ever even seen an EMAC in the wild? Like, that's a unique thing to see there.
Nice Grass Valley switcher. Shout out to our TV people who understand that. We bring Bradley to the secret bunker. You had a story this week that went nuts all over the place. Give us just the broad strokes of the story, and then we'll dig into the controversy.
Sure. So it happened in Rockwall, and it started... last week and then kind of played out on Monday. And so basically the mayor there was proposing a local version of the very controversial bathroom bills that we've seen introduced in North Carolina and some other states. And so he wanted to take this idea and put it in place in his town. So he drafted up a 3-page ordinance with all these regulations on people having to use a bathroom that matches their biological sex. And this was very controversial, obviously, same way it's been across the country.
So this went officially on a city council agenda, and we both have covered a lot of stories and dealt with this mayor before, and he very much likes to, like, be out there. You know, famously when the handgun laws were passed, saying you couldn't – he didn't want to put up no handgun signs anywhere. You know, he's...
Is that famous?
To me,
is that a thing people know?
For people that follow Rockwall News.
But I don't think he or anybody on the council anticipated it getting the kind of backlash that it did. I imagine they knew it was going to get some, but not to the level. Not to the level that it got. This became a national story.
Sure. You know, on Friday, before he brought it to the council, I asked him that question, and he really didn't seem to see... I don't think he saw this much opposition coming. But I think he got a sense of it pretty quickly, because we were able to talk to him on Friday. He was traveling in Mexico, I think, at that point in time. So we talked to him by phone. But after that first interview, he didn't say anything else about it until the city council meeting on Monday. So I think he started to hear from reporters, from opposition pretty quickly about this.
Regardless of what you think of the issue, the law as drafted from a legal standpoint, and a lot of people voted no on it because it just... how do you enforce
that?
Well,
it just failed due to lack of a second, right?
He
proposed it, nobody seconded it, and it just died.
They never even voted
on it.
So
they didn't actually vote on it.
Right. Well, he said that they would have enforced it in some way. I don't know how, but...
you have somebody at the bathroom.
If he had to do it himself.
Yeah. But the thing that was interesting about this version of the bill was that it was going to make transgender-inclusive policies like the one at Target and Planet Fitness. It was particularly targeted at businesses to make those illegal. And so that, you know, kind of crossed a line that even some other state laws have not really... they haven't really gone there yet. They've tried to regulate state bathrooms or municipal bathrooms, but they hadn't gone into businesses.
Yeah, I saw an interview with a state legislator that was basically like, cities should not be messing with what businesses do. And maybe not even state legislatures, but like cities should really be staying out of this fight.
Right. Yeah, and the thing about it He said, though, that the reason he wanted to bring this bill to Rockwall was because of what Target had done in the last few weeks. And he said he heard from so many people in Rockwall that had a problem with this. And the way they try and thread the needle is they say that this is not targeting transgender people. It's targeting people who are taking advantage of these policies to get into bathrooms and use that policy as an excuse for being somewhere. So a potential predator saying, getting into a bathroom and saying, "Oh well, I identify as
which
this
has
sex,
never happened."
Which I called the Rockwall Police Department, and they said it's never happened before. They can't even remember
Rockwall
the last time
or anywhere else.
They arrested a man in a woman's bathroom.
It's the kind of thing where he makes this ordinance and then drafts it, like you said, in the name of public safety.
That's such a smokescreen, though,
it's a smokescreen, but I'm explaining their thinking in drafting it.
Yeah,
and it's funny.
But let's not sit here and like try to legitimize the nonsense that they're trying to, just cover up their hateful rhetoric with. The law here, the law in North Carolina, wherever else, is nonsense, and any sane person can see that.
I will say that when we were out in Rockwall on Friday, there was a lot of support for the mayor, and you saw that on social media and with.
Well, there
people
are a lot of
in
insane
there.
People in the world.
There are, and but it's I think that the mayor expected that this would pass because he made the point to me that Rockwall's a very conservative place, and he thought that it would go through. So I think that a lot of that he wasn't expecting all the opposition that would come from all over the state.
And I got that sense too from speaking to people in the city that it's a conservative council. And you'd think that it would pass, but then when it went public, I think because of our story, WFAA's reporting of it, there was people from all over the country picking this up and this weight that came down. And you have to wonder if that played into how council members were voting, that if this had just quietly come and gone, I wonder if it'd be different compared to the media, all the media attention that came to it. You know, because especially in a town like Rockwall that isn't used to TV reporters, period, showing up to their meetings. And then all of a sudden, there's protests outside. Every local network is there. And
Well, and you got to think about it this way, because in, I'm sorry, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? In North Carolina, you've got a large body of legislators passing a law. And so they may be getting some pressure, but that's a lot different than a handful. I don't know how many is on their council, maybe 7 or 9 or something.
Yeah.
But a handful of small town council people, that's a lot of pressure for them to be under to go for it.
What?
And so you might be a little bit more anonymous as a North Carolina State House legislator, but as a small town city council member, I'm sure they were bearing the brunt of a lot of backlash.
And you did see opposition from within Rockwall, too, for sure. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that did not like this idea, including a representative from, I think it was the Marriott Hotel. And that was that was for him to step up and say that if they put this law into place, that it would have a detrimental effect on their business. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that had an impact.
And for people not from this area, Rockwall isn't just this tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. It's a decent-sized suburb. It's on a lake. It's
got the wealthiest county in Texas.
Okay. It's got a lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants down there on the lake. Like it's a business.
Yeah, this is in the middle of nowhere is what you're saying. But I get the feeling that a lot of councils in small towns, they see this as an opportunity to get a message out there and say, "We here in Rockwall believe this as seen through this vote." And so you have to think, did they really think this was going to pass, or was this just a way for them to get their record in the national conversation about this?
Well, I wouldn't say they. I would just point to the mayor because he's the only one who even no one even seconded his motion.
This was definitely his idea.
He's standing alone on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't know if those other people might have voted for it differently, given different pressure, or if this is just one guy.
And when I asked him if he thought it was going to pass, he said he thought it would, but even if it didn't, he just wanted to raise this debate. So his goal in doing it, just to bring it up and have this debate in his community over this issue that's been talked about nationally.
So one thing I want to get at here is, so when we talk about how we cover these stories, because Rockwall won't be the last. On our show Inside Texas Politics this past week, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said that this is probably going to come up in the next Texas state legislature. So, like, these stories are going to keep popping up across the country, in cities and states and everywhere. So how do you, as a reporter, because you want to be fair, but it just seems to me, and I know, and I, granted, I am firmly on one side of this, and I'll admit that. How do you tell it fair, but without giving too much weight to things that people say that are just lunacy?
Well, I think you have to check. You have to check and check claims. So if somebody says that there's a threat, then you should check with authorities, check with police, and see if, in fact, there has been a threat, you know, which is what we try to do in this case. And certainly we always try and let people explain their thinking, right? And so if it doesn't make sense, that kind of speaks for itself in a lot of cases.
How are you doing, Jeff?
Hey, did y'all talk about the snake thing?
Yeah, we talked. We can bring it in.
Did you talk about the part where you touched me inappropriately during the snake episode and I launched out of my chair about 5 feet?
So I'm glad we have Jeff here because he's like the adult in the room. You have the keys to all the social media accounts. And I like to run things by, like, hey, is this something that belongs on in front of a huge audience of people? So I showed you the snake video, and you were super grossed out. You can see it, by the way, on my we'll post it on the Newsish page.
Watch it a thousand times. Do it.
Yeah,
it's
watch
not gonna
it.
Happen.
And so Jeff was just like, "What is this?" Like he was just in. He was in and
until
a little
last
freaked out.
Second.
And then I did the move. Like I made my finger like a
he
slithering.
He touched me up my back.
And he
just
like, about
on your back.
He just about jumped.
Should we get HR in here? What's happening?
I'm waiting till the end of the month, and then we could do one big report.
Just got to fold several incidences together.
Kind of like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's less paperwork, more efficient.
I agree.
Jeff Anastasio has been filling the shoes of Mike Castellucci, who is still in Ireland.
I think I saw him
today.
Hallway.
Yeah. No, well, but mentally he's still in Ireland. Oh. He even sent me
Did
a text.
Did he ever leave Ireland?
He sent me a text. He's like, I just can't, like, plain sleep. Plain sleep.
Plain sleep.
Yeah. So Jeff has been picking up the torch and going deep into the caves that are the internet and coming back with the top trending stories. It's a segment we call What's Trending.
Time to get really serious.
Yay!
This is What's Trending.
Yay!
Hey, you know about big tobacco, big oil?
Huh?
Huh? Have you heard about big tortilla?
What is the thing we do now? We're like everything
big
has
or a
big,
gate or a
has
gate.
A big something.
Big or a gate.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing about free market economy chance is that one person makes something, they get really good at it, then they build a factory to make it.
Yeah.
And then they all of a sudden they own 4 factories.
Yeah, but
and
big,
then they do it so cheaply no one can compete, and then you turn your fingers and you have a big tortilla.
Does Big Tortilla have a big like lobbying arm in Washington?
They do, but it's a $12 billion market. $12 billion.
Just for the tortillas.
Just for the tortillas.
Wow.
Which brings me to the story that has really irritated. It's a story that has much of the consternation of our Facebook friends here at WFAA. Have you heard of the Flatev tortilla maker? It's much like a Keurig. Like a Keurig, you know, you use your Keurig to make coffee.
Wait, what?
What?
Like you can make make tortillas
you
at home?
You can make tortillas at home with a tortilla pod.
Wow.
That costs you how much you think for the pod?
Hold on.
I mean, I wouldn't pay anything more than $2 for a pod like that. That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, well, it's a good deal for you then.
Let me guess.
Come on.
And you know this is gonna be wrong.
You gotta go high so it sounds really low. That's how the game's
played. Yeah. I'm gonna guess, even though I know it's wrong, because it's gonna be something ridiculous. I'm gonna guess like 58 cents a pod.
See,
you're not
chance.
No.
I said $2 a pod.
$2.
No, no.
What's the answer?
I'll meet you in the middle, kind of. It's 90 cents per pod. The machine
see, you kinda go high.
Itself is $300.
Okay. Wow.
Who do you love tortillas that much? Are you going to spend $300 on a machine?
How does it do it? Is it a dough form?
It's yeah. And it you put the water in, it's just the mix, and then it makes a sound.
And it makes an individual one?
Individual tortilla.
We're
so 98 cents per tortilla.
You could go
what do you normally pay for it per tortilla?
We get 12 cents. In a pack for what?
I mean, $2.48.
Someone did
but are they like the number. Really like fluffy kind of tortillas? Because those are pretty
do you
great.
Like those? Like the
Oh, like the really like fresh ones, you know?
Fluffy, corn tortilla person.
So here's the thing, and you guys can shed some light on this. In Texas, you can just get the most amazing tacos. Like just street tacos.
Gas stations.
But anywhere in the southern, whatever, in Texas.
Yeah, but the San Antonio tacos are, the goodness of them are offset by the fact that you currently have to be in San Antonio.
Oh, burn.
Go Spurs go. Go Spurs go.
Oh, that sucks. Good one, Chance. Yeah. Suck it, San Antonio. Okay, but when the lady or the gentleman offers me the street tortilla, they say corner flour. And I know that one of those answers means you have like street cred. Oh, what is the appropriate answer?
Oh, yeah. I just had an idea, though. Why don't they have like a mix? Can't you, everything else, you get a
like
mix
a
of
swirly?
Stuff. Like a swirly. It's a corn and flour tortilla both.
You said too much. Let's work on that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. But what's the answer? Which one's the street cred?
I think corn is the one the cool kids get. Although I like flour.
Yeah. Corn's better for you too.
Okay, good to know. Good stuff.
In case you care.
It is?
It is.
I thought corn was in everything.
That's what Big Corn wants you to know, man. It's just what they've been feeding you.
Hey, Big Corn's actually
pun intended. Yeah, it is,
man. Iowa caucus.
Oh yeah, but I believe it. I forgot
the point of the story. Other than hey, it's a thing, you can get it, and a lot of people are talking about it. Which there's a tradition.
That's the whole. I was waiting for the point of the story. No, it is just that this thing exists in the world.
Also, that in Texas, it's heritage, it's tradition to make tortillas in your family. And
yeah.
So a lot of folks are like,
no one's
going to
buy one, so we're fine. It's a non-issue, right? No one's going to buy a $300 pod K cup tortilla.
I think they're going to buy them, just like they bought the $200 coffee maker. Oh. Ouch.
All right.
Okay. You want another one?
Yes.
Did you do your Mother's Day shopping yet?
No.
What?
Okay. Well, there's something I'm going to read. Let me read this story, just a headline. Okay. Nothing says I love you like dumping an obscene amount of money on a Groupon so you don't actually have to spend any real time with your mother. Basically, what this is, you can buy a 3D printout of yourself that you can give to your mom, and your 3D printout can stay with your mom
forever.
And she
does what with it?
Well, whatever she wants, it's hers.
It's none of really your business at that point. It's between you and your 3D printout doppelganger.
So can you put...
Just so your like schizophrenic mom can talk to your cutout of yourself?
What does this thing look like, by the way?
Oh, I'll show you.
Depends on the person.
Here's a version of it.
Yours would look different than mine.
It's very...
Oh, that's creepy.
Pyramid-y looking. I don't know. It looks strange.
It looks pixelated.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture of a woman very excitedly trying to like feed a grown man,
a 38-year-old son,
who's kind of pixelated.
And the grand total
and he's like,
is?
It's like, it looks like Weekend at Bernie's. He's kind of just like slouched to the side. And she is a crazy person. She looks like a crazy person.
Well, I saw this. This is actually a Groupon, which I'll play the number game again. How much you think this thing's going to cost you?
Oh, what's it made out of? Is it that
$1,000?
That's not a fun guess, Chance. Nothing's $1,000. You have to give it a real market value.
This is from Swergo, the largest 3D printer on the market.
You're asking how much the Groupon is for? How much it originally
sells for? Right now, it's advertised on Groupon. I don't know the original
reason. I have a good. Tell us what percentage off the Groupon price is advertised. So is it like 30% off?
They don't even tell you.
Oh, they don't.
It's
okay.
So expensive, they don't even tell you.
Which means it's trying to trick us. $5 off.
I'm going to say $2,299.
You scoffed at my $1,000.
Well, what I'm saying is that, no, that's, nothing is listed as an MSRP as $1,000. It's always like $999, $128. Like, you have to give a thoughtful, you can't just give a round number.
You're going
to
get it right.
Yeah.
Listen, it actually may be worth more than you yourself. So take your 15.
Didn't know I was getting my feelings hurt on this show.
It's $30,000.
Yes.
Whoa! Okay.
What else would you buy your mom for $30,000? I mean, why would you buy a 3D printout of yourself? For your mom, why would you give that person to you? Wouldn't you keep him for yourself?
I would. I would put it like in an edit bay when I was supposed to be working, and then I would go like for a long lunch.
But would he have your name? What name would you give him?
Pablo Edit
Video. I'm not
video.
Talking to him, so it, oh, he can be called matter. Whatever.
Oh.
He's just... Or you could put him in your car for the HOV lane. You have all kinds of uses for a... It's like, this is my twin.
You want to skip school, Ferris Bueller style?
There you go.
Take that,
Mom. You and your buddy, again, Weekend at Bernie's. Just take him to school.
Not one person has taken the Groupon deal. Not
shocking.
One person. But you got 2 days left. Well, I don't know. When does this thing actually go online?
And how long would it take them to 3D print it?
Really? Doesn't say, but does it even matter at this point?
He says,
"You're welcome."
Okay, so that's weird. What else you got?
Oh, you want another one? Oh, those were my two best ones. I didn't think we'd get to a
really?
Third one. Yeah, we're going to. Oh, what was
I mean,
that?
I mean, those, they were great.
Well, I'll tell you, I listened to the beginning of this show, and it's not Emmy award winning.
Oh, I don't think they give Emmys for podcasts.
Why is that?
I'm sure they do. There's a category for everything. Have you ever been to an Emmys? You're there for four hours.
No. And everyone's drunk.
And
have you ever won at the end?
Okay, Mr. Cool.
Don't
guy.
Ever win at the end. You can say whatever you want at the end, and people are just like, they don't care. They're
you
all
say,
sloshed.
No one cares
they're
about
sloshed.
What you say at any point in any of it.
Well, they're kind of waiting for you to say something embarrassing, right? That's the
yeah.
hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I did go, there was a sweet moment. I went to the Emmys, and there was this girl that was like 22 years old. And when she got the Emmy, she was like cartwheeling the whole way to the stage. She was like, I graduated college 12 months ago. How am I here? Like, it was just pure.
Because you paid enough money to
okay, Chance.
Are we saying it's a racket?
All
it's
right.
A, it is okay, a racket. Emmys are no, a total racket. I think I've talked about it on
it
the show before. There's a million categories. You have to pay a whole bunch of money to be a member.
I feel like you're
then,
a little you're in a little bad mood today. What's wrong? What's going
I
on, Chance?
I feel like I'm always like this.
Yeah, but you're being a little extra cynical. First it was big corn, big tortilla. Now it's big Emmys.
What I bring a certain
je ne sais quoi.
Little bit
oh,
of
come on.
Cynicality.
What is that?
What?
What did you just say? Spell that word.
J-E-N-E-S-E-Q-U-E.
I mean, I don't know. Is that right?
Maybe. I don't know. Somebody should fact check that. Where's Siobhan? We miss Siobhan.
All right, Jeff. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Thanks as well.
Nice guy, that Jeff.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Comes in here, mails in two stories, insults us, and then leaves, right?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Real nice guy.
Am I in a bad mood today?
Yeah, I don't know. You seem a little just like, what's going on?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
You have a big, long week coming up.
I do.
You have to drive to a city that you don't want to drive to for a story that you don't want to cover. Anytime someone's like,
very much do have to do
hey,
that,
we have
yeah.
a great story for you, but just don't wear anything you'd ever want to wear again.
Yeah.
And
we're definitely going to talk about that in upcoming episodes.
If you have gloves or any kind of respirator, you may want to bring it.
Well, and I had one of those weird days today.
And by the way, you have to come in early.
Lots of meetings. Mm. I, you know, I'm a photog. I out in the field covering stuff today for, you know, for a project we're doing. I just had to be in meetings all day, and it's awful. How do people live like this?
I don't know, man. That's why you bring the iPod, the iPhone to work. You get one earbud going in.
I think I've got to actually at least make it look like I'm paying attention.
Well, you're terrible at that. Like, you're really bad at that. So it's gonna be really hard.
Well, having a headphone hanging out of my ear is not gonna help that situation.
Just listen. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough. Newsish podcast, another episode in the books, just like that. We're getting back in the swing of things. We're gonna keep cranking these out, even if it literally brings us
probably
to our end.
Or we'll just do it every other week.
Yeah.
Like we've
sometimes
been
doing. You don't feel like it, all right? Quit getting on our backs.
The people are crying out, we want more Newsish.
This has
we
been
want more Newsish.
The Newsish podcast, as always. Thanks so much for listening.
Goodbye, Internet.
I was hissing for dramatic effect because that's like a